if for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Oh, and you, yeah. I turned the mics on without telling Chris, so he freaked out.
I did. I've been freaking out a lot today.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Big shout out to Joe Conti. He was on the Ron and Fez show earlier this week.
Nice.
The Otto Pearson Memorial Show.
All right, man.
He's also on Wednesdays on More Like Radio.
Fucking good dude.
Plugtown, Joe Conti, co-worker. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Shade.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And you're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And there's a Reddit subreddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. I feel like a broken record because I say this 4 times a week. We got to get more social networking things, so I can just spice it up a little bit.
Not too bad.
We got that Pinterest. I don't use it, though, because it's for girls.
Yeah, that, what do we fucking put recipes on there?
Didn't Pinterest get, like, valued like billions of dollars recently? I think it was like $3 or $4 billion. I might be totally off here.
What doesn't get valued at billions of dollars
nowadays? Yeah, it's for
no, but I think it's because it got, like, a giant amount of money raised.
$225 million.
All right, there you go.
That's pretty low. Oh, wait.
That's how much money they raised. But they've been valued at $5
billion. Oh, shit. 2.5.
And
I'm looking at $2.5 billion. This is just a real quick Google search.
All right, so my original estimate was correct. That's great. I feel like I have reading retention. Pinterest valued at $2.5 billion. You know why? Because they wanted... this is how I understand it. Now, I'm no internet entrepreneur. Okay. I'm not a... internet programmer.
You've had ideas, though.
I don't know much about anything. Yeah, I own liquorbrain.com.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, see? You know. But I believe they're trying to do for... they're doing for image search what Google did for a regular search.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pinterest's whole deal is that, you know, you pin things. It's all picture-based, really.
It's like Snapchat?
Yeah, so they...
yeah, but Google like has an image search where you can put in images and it just shows you new ones.
Well, apparently Pinterest is doing it differently, so that's why everyone has a big giant hard-on for it.
Mm. I mean, I don't know anybody who uses Pinterest other than girls.
Yeah, I don't...
well, that's half the planet.
All right. But not even all girls.
I don't know, man. Oof. I don't know people who read BuzzFeed, but that thing's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Fucking listen.
Wait a minute. I read BuzzFeed. Never mind.
Yeah, everybody. I feel like everybody clicks on things on BuzzFeed and doesn't want to admit it.
Sometimes
sure.
Accidentally, though. Like, I never purposely gone on there.
Yeah, I went on there. Wait, I went on there yesterday because, like, 20 signs you're going to become a crazy cat lady. Like, I could see this happening to me.
You just need to see what Disney princess you are, maybe.
I hope I'm Jasmine. I mean, I remember when I used to, like, in the early days of the internet,
mm-hmm.
when you could, like, see, people would just draw Jasmine getting banged.
Yeah, that was nice. A lot of animal porn on there, too, back in the day.
What?
There was a lot of animal porn on the internet, too. It's just random shit.
I was talking about
just saying.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
with her breasts and private parts out. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about animal porn.
I'm just saying they had the one with the parrot fucking up.
I want to keep the show classier these days, Johnny.
I got you.
But wait, so you don't want to talk about porn?
I mean, I just brought up porn. But it's like cartoon porn. But not hentai.
But you're a friend of you're a fan of Nikki Benz, right?
I know who Nikki Benz is, yes. She's a porn star.
She's running against Rob Ford in Toronto. The clowning of the Toronto mayoral race has begun. She's the first joke candidate.
They bastardized it.
Not only do I think Rob Ford should destroy her, I think Rob Ford, after winning re-election, should then beat her in the porn industry as well.
Oh, hell yeah. That should have fly off the racks, man.
Just start slinging that dick?
Oh, yeah.
Smoking crack and licking crack. Rob Ford's story. I mean, he's just going to town, Johnny.
Yeah, man. America loves the guy.
And Nikki Benz is just sitting in the corner crying.
She does that a lot, I heard, if she's not filming.
She's legitimately... Is she from Toronto? Is she Canadian?
No, I don't think you have to be, though. I don't know. I just... This thing... All I read is her slogan, which
is... Wait, so I can move to any town and run for mayor?
Wikipedia that.
Yeah, I'm going to look up where she's from. All I read was her slogan was, get rid of your Ford and upgrade to a Benz.
Hell yeah.
That's good.
Catchy.
I like that.
I like her team already. They've assembled very well.
She just thought of that. She's like, I can get on TV.
I'm pretty sure they're going to have, like, the former child actor run. Didn't that happen in California a while back when Schwarzenegger won governor?
Well, porn stars need a gimmick now. It's not like they're making a lot of money off their contracts, right?
Not much.
What do I know?
I think they make a lot of money off webcam shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's turning into my free cams, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Everything's turning into, I guess
this
stripping.
She's from West Hollywood, California.
Wow.
So I don't know how
she's... I should just live in a tent somewhere in Toronto and just run for mayor.
Like Mr. Leahy? That seems like a very Mr. Leahy-esque move.
Hey, I'm like the brunette Rob Ford. I smoke just slightly less crack. And I promise I'll have a driver instead of driving my Ford Expedition around all messed up. Though I would rather just go and like stump for Rob Ford or try to just join his team.
I can't see anybody really, unless it's like a real politician. All these clowns, nobody's gonna beat the dude. No, they love him.
Apparently he does a good job running Toronto. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not steeped in Toronto politics.
Yeah, crime's down. Drugs is up, but crime's down. Tied in nicely. Go with it.
All I know is Toronto, that's where Degrassi's set. Right, guys? Anyone else?
No. Okay, wait a second. I just read something else. This is updated like 10 minutes ago.
There's a Degrassi Street, yeah.
She's from Toronto.
Okay.
She was raised there, but she's an expired Ontario license, and they wouldn't accept it, so she just got kicked out.
Oh, crap.
This story was full of garbage. Yeah. You guys made me believe in Nikki Benz.
I just read the update. This is pre-recorded.
You think fucking...
Sometimes these things happen.
You think Bret Hart could run?
The Hitman?
Yeah.
He's not from Toronto. Isn't he from Calgary?
He's Canadian. Don't that count for something?
No.
I thought Lance Storm was from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
He trained Lance in Stu Hart's dungeon in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That is a mess.
We start out looking like morons.
Yep.
All right, so this is... This is airing Friday. So it's a week ago now that the Santa Barbara killer shot everyone up. The kid Elliot Rogers. Johnny, I hope you've heard about this.
Yes. It's rough.
What'd you think of him?
What a creep.
Not just that. It's like you do that whole I was bullied stuff as an excuse. Like, at least he offed himself. I think that's the bravest thing he's ever done.
I get really annoyed when they kill themselves. I want him captured alive.
That's like mad tough to pull off.
They all kill themselves.
Well, Boston bomber didn't get... I mean, he was looking...
Were terrorists, though. It's a little different. Than, the psychology around these mass murderers is different than... Those guys wanted to bounce and set off another bomb somewhere.
That terrorist dude, though, was, like, American bred. So, like, usually they off themselves,
He still
too,
went
man.
And trained. It's a completely different motivation. The motivation of these
Batman
guys...
Batman shooter got caught alive. Well, I guess he got caught alive. He probably wanted to kill himself.
Yeah, he probably would have killed himself.
Yeah, the house was booby-trapped. That dude was nuts, too.
The Killdozer guy back in the day killed himself.
Yeah, yo, that dude was awesome.
All right, Johnny, right now. Murder, fuck, kill. The Boston bomber,
mm-hmm.
Elliot Rogers, Batman shooter.
I'd fuck the Batman shooter.
Okay.
He's alive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a creep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two just flip a coin, I guess.
You know, fun. Chris, you have to choose.
All right, I marry the Batman guy.
Okay.
Because I like
you
Batman.
Have a lot of things in common. You yeah, both like Batman.
I like Batman. All right. So I think I have the most in common with him. I'd fuck the other dude. The guy from this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Elliot Rodgers.
Yeah, because that's all he wanted, right? So I'd save lives with my cock. I've always wanted to do that.
And he did come off as effeminate.
Yeah, so
a
I mean,
bit,
he just needed he just needed some loving. So I wanted to, I'd save some lives.
Lovin'.
And then I guess I'd just kill the other guy.
So, Boston Bomber?
Yeah. Which one? Both? I'd have to kill both of them or just the young one that was on the cover of Rolling Stone?
Just the, no, the one that's alive. The one that was on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I would kill him.
No, see, I would marry him.
Yeah, a little dream, isn't it?
I'd kill the Batman
Here's the
bomber.
Thing. Here's the thing.
And I just sleep with Elliot Rodgers.
Here's the thing, though. He's like, these Muslim guys tend to be a little domineering. I don't know. Might want you to give up pork. I don't know if you're going to want to do that.
But he will be uncut, Chris.
Oof,
think about
true.
That.
You
think
could,
about what you're missing
that's
out
true.
On.
The Muslim dude?
You can miss out on the docking.
Extra dick skin.
Oh, yeah. Floss with that shit in your mouth.
Awful.
So much for the show getting classy.
I know. Thanks, Johnny. You've ruined it.
You're the one that said the phrase, extra dick skin. That's what you'll be missing.
No, now, from now on, no. Stop it. Seriously, both of you. All right, good.
Is that dead air? That's what the show's going to sound like.
Yeah.
Oh, Stanley, you haven't seen the new logo yet, have you?
No, no hold on. Don't show me yet. Don't show me. I have something else to talk about, this Elliot Roger guy. Then we'll talk about a new logo. This kid was such an asshole that he was all right, so his father was a was the second unit director or assistant director
Hunger
on
Games.
Hunger Games. So I'm sure the kid didn't want for any didn't want for much besides pussy.
Yeah.
I mean the guy had the kid had a new BMW or whatever.
Yeah, that's just lazy though, man.
So this guy had money. He wasn't poor. Yet he felt he was destined to win the Mega Millions and would like drive to other states to try to get spend hundreds of dollars on Mega Millions.
It's just warped. When you get kids anything probably, they want, they get warped like that, though.
He probably didn't want his parents' money, but he had no idea how to earn a dollar.
I'm going
to
keep it G with you. I'm kind of shocked he actually never, like, forced himself on the girl. If you think about
he
it,
was
like,
kind of
delusions.
A small guy.
And he was apparently autistic.
Was he?
High functioning.
Wow. I would imagine.
Yeah. That makes a little bit of sense.
You know what I say? We round up all these autistic kids and put them either into racetracks, camps, or their own neighborhoods, I like to call ghettos.
What did you just say? What the fuck did you just say? Let's clean it up. Let's keep it classy.
Is this not a...
I don't know. I think you're onto something.
That's not a good idea.
This is mad uncalled.
I think you're onto something.
I mean, the mass killings would stop. The Newtown killer would...
Oh, my God.
But he, another one killed himself.
Oh, no.
He was autistic, or at least that they said he was autistic.
No.
I'm not sure.
Well, there's just...
I'm not a doctor,
I think
Johnny.
There's just something odd. I don't think it's necessarily all the autistics, because even that... I don't think the guy who flew that plane into the tax building in Arizona was...
I don't even remember that.
I don't even remember
that. It was a few years ago.
It was an old white guy,
dude, there's
right?
just... People just go crazy.
But that was an old white dude that did that.
Yeah. But he hated the government. He drove a fucking plane into a building.
Speaking of crazy people, also the Bilderberg Group, they released the members list.
They did?
I saw it on Infowars.com.
Oh, God.
God damn
it. Or was it Prison Planet?
You dick.
I got so excited.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was released. They had, like, the list of, like, the official members. And in the right above it, they're like, this is just the official members. We all know that there are plenty of other people not on the list that
were
will be attending.
Were they, like, a fucking asterisk or whatever?
It was just a list of people and, you know, what country they're from. I didn't recognize most
was
of them.
Was Jay-Z on there?
Unfortunately, I'm not an international player.
Not yet.
And then they released the agenda of what they're going to do, which is the economic recovery sustainable?
The Amero?
No.
The Amero. What was that other shit, that license stuff we were talking about?
Oh, there's a Wikipedia article about this.
Of course there is. There's a Wikipedia article about everything.
Yeah, but you know I heard the medical ones are 90% wrong.
And you know who writes the Bilderberg ones? Just weirdo losers who have nothing else to do. People are surprised that there's a group of really rich, powerful people who want to run the goddamn planet.
Doesn't make sense
you
to
think
about it.
You think the people with all the money and power and influence want to do things they want to do?
Word up.
And that they'd hang out with other people who are as equally as powerful and influential?
What about Bill Gates?
Is he on there?
No.
I'm sure he showed up before.
He's probably like the man behind all of that.
I'm pretty sure Nixon...
Wait a second. This thing says Tony Stark on it.
Wait a minute. I think Nixon showed up to one of these things before and just
no,
like...
No, he showed up to the Bohemian Grove.
That's right.
He said it was the gayest thing he ever saw. It's a tape of him saying that to Kissinger. He's like, I won't shake a man's hand in San Francisco.
I think Nixon's my favorite president.
Oh yeah, man.
He opened up China to the world.
Oh, man. I wish you would have just been that Nixon in real life instead of just like pretending. I like that on audio better.
Oh yeah, the Nixon tapes are amazing.
Kissinger sounded like a madman too, a little bit. A little bit of a downer. But he's a good dude. I like Kissinger, man.
What a horrible time.
Oh.
All right, so there's a new logo for High Society Radio. See,
well, it's a potential logo.
Okay.
No, it's a new logo.
Johnny really likes it.
Do I get a say in this?
I love it. The kids liked it. They voted on it. They said yes.
What
I was
kids?
Like, all right.
No, I have none.
At my school.
Really? You asked the kids
yeah,
what, how you
like
this?
What do you got? And they was like, yo, that's all. If it was a shirt, I'd buy like, really? All right.
Really?
So we got a little market.
Looks like we're going
to
be
selling. I can't sell on school property because I get fired for that. But, you know.
We're making some t-shirt sales, boys.
Yeah,
but. Now, on our More Like Radio page, can we put like buy our crap here?
No, we'd have to do that on our own website, which we don't know how to run. This is the new logo.
Sad.
You like it?
Okay, so it's a boombox smoking with a mouth.
I guess the mustache.
It's a boombox, like an old ghetto blaster.
Mm-hmm.
And the tape deck is a mouth smoking a blunt. And there's a top hat.
Mm-hmm.
And three syringes stuck into, I guess, the...
What's bisected?
Left eyebrow.
See, it's bisected because it's a play on words because it's high society, right? So this side is the top hat and the monocle and one speaker and a mustache, and the other side has a red eye, syringes and a blunt. You see,
I don't like the syringes. I don't want people to think we're heroin addicts.
No, they're full of steroids. I already told people.
I thought we were just injecting something into the radio. That's what I thought it was going for. It sounded a lot more classic when I said that. But
who drew it? Give him some props.
Yeah, my buddy Juice. You can follow.
Oh, Juice!
He's a talented man.
He does some dope art. You can follow.
Juice is the man. What's his Twitter account? Give him a shout out.
Pape908.
Pape908. PAPE908.
Yep.
It's part of your other project, too, right?
Lots of things.
Very good.
Chris Faga project. Lots of things.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of it. Untitled Chris Faga project.
You should sue Mindy Kaling. Take her ass to court, dog.
Hate that bitch.
You don't like her? You don't like Mindy Kaling? Why not?
She don't fucking.
I got her in
me.
A BuzzFeed quiz of which actor will play you in your life story.
Oh my God.
Which actress will play you in your life story?
She's just like catering. She panders too much. I don't
what
find her funny
who
at all.
Does she pander to?
Indians. You know who she's pandering. Exactly. I don't want
to
say it.
She doesn't pander to Indian people. What are you talking about?
She
panders to anyone, it's young, dumb white women.
That's true.
I thought it was Indian.
That's who her market is.
Have you watched the show? It's mad Bollywood shit on it.
I don't know. I never watched the show. I just know
her
from the office.
Check it out, yo. It's mad Bollywood shit on it. Check it out.
And why is that bad?
It's like fucking stereotypical, son. You don't need to do all that.
Is it like a Bollywood movie or TV show?
It kind of comes off that way.
They jump into dance song.
Every episode. They either end it or halfway through the show.
I have to watch it now because I can't believe that this actually happens.
Yeah, check it out. Take some time.
I'm sure you're lying.
Take some time.
I'm 100% positive you're lying.
Oh.
A, that wouldn't get on television. B, I don't think she would do that.
God damn it. I can't stand her, though. I really can't.
Oh, one last thing about Elliot Rodgers.
Not related to Kenny Rogers.
On 4chan,
Shut the
infamous internet message board, they have something called a beta fag.
What is that?
Like, so there's alpha males called alphas, and then there's everyone else called beta fags. I'm just saying, this Elliot Rogers kid's the ultimate
beta fag. Nice.
Like, I occasionally read 4chan.
Yeah.
And that's all I could think of as soon as I started watching this kid's video. It's like, because like he literally said, his manifesto, his video is just one cliche after another about how women don't want him.
Yeah, that's just like a rule book for that shit.
Dude, he couldn't download Tinder, something.
Backpage.
It wasn't like a hideous kid. Like he didn't have like, he wasn't like a burn victim with scars.
Yeah.
He had a beamer.
He had mad. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was just lazy. You could bag
he had
a
beamer,
prostitute out there.
Mad guns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Money to spend on Lotto. I don't even have that at this point. I'm dead.
I'm just saying, he could have just paid for a prostitute.
Why didn't it just cross his mind?
He was autistic.
Go up with a chick at
he was autistic.
Point
he couldn't
and
do
be
it.
Like, you got to bang me or you get a bullet. Could have done that.
Whatever.
Saved a couple of lives, asshole.
Whatever, bro.
Beta fag.
Stop that. Come on, man.
Oh, snap.
You got snap? You got jokes on it?
That's fun. I'm going to start doing that on Facebook. What up, Beta Fat?
Johnny, your boy Bronson still got it.
He's the man. What did he do
Action
now?
Bronson?
No, damn. The other Bronson.
Yeah, he looks like an old 1980s wrestler. That's a recent pick, right?
Charles Bronson's dead.
No, oh, man. Charles Bronson, the murderer from England.
The superstar.
Oh, the Tom Hardy Bronson.
Apparently he covered himself in butter and fought 12. He's 61.
God damn, he's still doing that
shit? He covered his entire body in butter.
What the fuck?
Swinging on guards.
Oh, my God.
It was after a soccer game he lost his shit?
Yep.
Was he celebrating or was
he
pissed?
Are in England.
Yeah, I know, but
damn. That's all they have. He's doing life, right?
Yeah.
He better be, because that's a wild dude, son.
I think he's racked up way more time since he's been in there.
Sure, yeah. All he does is fight dudes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's got to be, like, the realest prisoner out there.
I guess. The guy who directed it was what? The guy who directed Drive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that guy's a good director.
No, Drive was
that
all
was better
right,
than
son.
Drive.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's made some really
You don't like
bad
the strong,
movies.
Silent type? That's what it was about.
No.
Old school.
After that movie, what was it? Only God Forgives?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He did that? Oh. Yeah.
Oh, God, was that bad.
That wasn't that. Wasn't
That's
fun.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen. And I've watched a lot of bad movies. Over the last weekend, I watched Pompeii and the 300 sequel.
How are
Both
those?
Brutal, huh? Both brutal?
Brutally good.
Godzilla was all right. You didn't see that yet?
No, I'll wait a year and a half to watch that.
Yo,
and then I'll be like, hey, guys, look how bad Godzilla was, right?
You don't want to? I'll take you to movies. We'll go.
Oh,
I'll
yeah?
Treat. Yeah, yeah. I all got right. a card for Regal Theater and shit.
Can we go right after 10? We record this podcast?
Hell yeah.
No, I have things to do.
what do you have to do?
Plenty
It'll
of
be
stuff.
An ass
Jerk
up.
Off?
No.
Jerk off?
You know what you're being right now?
What's that?
And we online. You're being a beta fag right now, dude. Jesus.
Did you see Godzilla?
Yeah, it was good, man. I liked it. Fucking people in there were complaining there wasn't enough Godzilla, but it's an old school flick.
I think everyone always complains in the monster movie there's not enough monster.
It's retarded. It fucking built it up. I thought it was good. You know?
I just did rewatch Pacific Rim.
You didn't like it? I thought it was
good.
That
movie's awful.
That movie has come on, you wilded
it
out.
It's all.
Why'd you watch it twice?
A, it makes no sense.
What do you mean?
A, it makes no sense. B, it's some of the worst narration ever. There's like there's good narration and there's bad narration.
How is it bad narration?
Who even does the narration? Is it Idris Elba?
It was either him or Charlie Hunnam. I gotta watch. I have it on Blu-ray.
Wasn't Charlie?
So it had to be Idrisson.
It was really bad narration.
You got your fucking mind, man. Are you serious? He didn't get nominated. I thought he was up for it though, because he got rave reviews for that.
There were no rave. Go to Rotten Tomatoes right now and check out Pacific Rim.
That's what you base your life on. Did you even watch
that
the
will
movie?
Give, yes, wait, I've, wait, I've wait, watched
wait,
it
wait,
twice.
Where did you watch it on your computer? Or did you Blu-ray it?
I think I watched it in HD on like off of like
nah,
HBO so, or something.
Nah, you gotta watch that shit on Blu-ray.
It was a very HD television. I was like, wow, this thing is really clear.
72%.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, positive.
Eat a dick.
That's not a Rotten Tomato right there, and that's the critics.
Yeah.
The audience gave it 78%.
I'm telling you, man, you get snobby.
I'm gonna read
dude.
It just to do it.
I think people give Guillermo del Toro a pass way too often.
Nah, man, it's
a lot of people said that movie was good, man.
It was good.
It made no sense whatsoever.
It's a fucking monster movie. What
no,
sense
I
are you
get,
to
I
make?
Get it. I get it, but it made no sense. Just like even.
Did you think that Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla was a good movie?
I loved it.
So
I loved Mechagodzilla.
It's the same movie.
No, it's
nah,
not.
That's not that. No,
it might as well be the same. Wasn't Mechagodzilla made by people to kill a monster? It's the same movie.
Yeah, the Japanese government made Mechagodzilla to fight Godzilla.
Yeah, it's the same movie. It's just with more Mechagodzillas and more monsters.
No, there's what's that web series where they just go through movies and just like debunk everything.
Yeah, but they
in
don't
them?
Do that with the old Godzilla movies. They could do the same thing with the old Godzilla movies.
No, it's really damn. Blatant. And it's just, it's a great one. I can't remember what the hell it's
I know
called.
What it's called. It's called Everything Wrong With This in 5 Minutes.
Yeah,
it's
that's it.
Yeah, you go.
Everything Wrong With, and then put a movie in, and then in 5 minutes. And
we should play
up.
That right now, but I'm not going to put
it. It might be
that.
In 1 minute. You never know. Sometimes they get it done quick.
Just see how long it is, or however many things are wrong with Pacific Rim.
Damn, you're just trying to find something wrong with that movie. Just eat the bullet on that
No,
movie.
I didn't have to try to find anything. I just watched it and realized how bad
Did
it
you
was.
Did you not see that? You went, let's go to Rotten Tomatoes, a 72 and then a 78. That's pretty good.
So? I don't care what Rotten Tomatoes says.
You said let's go.
Everything, all right, there's two different ones. There's Cinema Trailer Sins. Okay, there's one that's 2 minutes.
All right.
Do you want to watch it? Everything that's
it
wrong.
It can't be that bad. If it's two minutes.
Spoiler alert.
And
I haven't seen this and wanted to see it, but I'll
let you the Blu-ray,
this.
Bud.
Okay.
It does
hit play, and let's. I apologize to everyone listening if this blows.
First kaiju made land in San Francisco.
They refer to the kaiju, a term used to describe monsters in Japanese films, casually, as if all people should know what a kaiju is. This is a trailer. People shouldn't have to do research to know what they're talking about.
First kaiju made land in San Francisco. The second attack hit Manila. The third one hit Cabo.
First, the kaiju hit San Francisco, a coastal city in the Americas. Then they hit Manila, which is on the opposite side of the Pacific, in the Philippines. And then they return to hit Cabo, another coastal city in the Americas? That's a lot of travel time to devastate three cities.
They go through fucking portals!
All right, this is just even, this is not the one I saw. This
they're
one's really bad.
At
yeah,
this
it seems
point.
Like this is pretty bad, dude.
Some hipster shit right there. So.
There's another one that's better.
That one's 10 minutes long. There's a 10-minute one.
Yeah, I'm not watching
yeah,
that.
We can't play that.
I'm not watching that.
You're listening to iSociety Radio. on morelikeradio.com, More Like Bow. Radio, big ups to Brain Stew. Big ups to Joe Conti. Big ups to the entire More Like Radio family.
Hippo Juice.
Hippo Juice in the house. Well, not literally here, but, you know, in spirit. Oh. iSociety Radio Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Facebook, facebook.com/HiSocietyRadio. And the Reddit subreddit, reddit.com/R/HiSocietyRadio. I don't know anymore. How about this? There was a restaurant that opened up in New York City. It's been open for a few months, and it got, like, decent reviews. And then a woman came in with Google Glass. And these people have had problems before with people with Google Glass. So they know that it's bothers people in the restaurant, like other patrons. It's like I don't, because they ask that person to take off their Google Glass. We don't know if they're recording us as we're eating, et cetera, et cetera. And... So they asked this woman to take the damn glass off. She has a freak out, gets a bunch of Google Glass people.
Oh, my God.
And then trashes the restaurant's entire rating online. So when you search for it, I think the place is called Feast in the Lower East Side here in Manhattan.
Oh my God.
And now their rating's awful because this woman is just, people just like from all over the country who have never been in a restaurant just trashing it.
I think people are coming back to help them bring up their reviews, though.
Yeah.
That's good, and that's great.
The fucking internet gives people way too much power, man.
You think so?
That's just fucking awful. It sounds like the place might be good from what I've heard, right?
I'm sure it's fine.
To eat.
I have no idea.
But now some asshole can't wear their fucking special shit. It's not like they're handicapped. They're just doing it to be trendy.
Well, I mean, it's just more hate crimes against cyborgs.
Blade
Runner's gonna happen. If we keep it up.
I can't wait.
Goddamn skin jobs. Guys gonna put a bullet in them. I've only seen one person with Google Glass.
I've never seen anybody with it.
Yeah, they look like they were having a good time. It didn't bother me. I mean, really, like, anyone could be videotaping
you. But it's noticeable enough that you know they have it on.
I mean, we live in New York, so we're being videotaped at all times.
Oh, boy.
And you could be videotaped, like, if I just had my phone up here, it would look like I'm just reading my phone, but I could be videotaping you.
Yeah. You wouldn't do that though, right?
No, I do it all the time. It's great.
Fucking, oh my God.
I record people all the time when they think I'm there.
You know, that's the shit that hurt Donald Sterling, that poor old fucking man.
Whatever, he's selling the team. It's fine.
He's getting his money.
He doesn't want his money. He already has $1 billion.
You can never have enough, according to
him. He's
going to
die soon. He has enough.
So, but he's still going to die richer than I'll ever be, so fuck him.
Don't say that, Johnny. Listen, I want you to buy some real estate here in New York City, kick out all the black people because they smell bad, and the Mexicans because all they do is sleep and drink and smoke all day long.
Drink beer. man, I that's what I love about that story. Nobody gets the bad guy wins. No matter what happens, the bad guy wins.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm glad the Clippers got knocked out, though.
NBA. No.
It would have been hilarious if they won.
Yeah, I
was just so sick of hearing.
Who the fuck's going to pick up the trophy if they would have won? That would have been so awkward and hysterical.
Probably the coach. Probably Doc Rivers would have picked it up because
I don't know if Donald Sterling was going to have somebody like that touch his trophy.
Sterling's banned.
That's true, yeah. He's banned from all events, right?
Yeah, he will not be attending another NBA
game. No, that
dude,
he would have probably showed up at the parade or something. He's a scumbag.
Just shooting a goddamn AK-47 in the air like Saddam Hussein. Wasn't that awesome? Even though Saddam Hussein's a bad guy, yeah. He just started lighting up that AK.
That's what kind of cemented him as a bad guy, right?
No. He wasn't the one who started.
Sure, gassing people is what cemented him as a bad guy.
Well, in imagery terms, you know? There's a big one. Just bucking off shots at a parade is a big one.
They do that at the West Indian parade. They've done it the last couple of years.
They do it in West Indian neighborhoods, John. Yeah, they don't need a parade.
Double tapping is just popping off in the air. Oh, man.
Awful.
All right, so we talk about the Google Glass, right?
Oh, yeah, love it. I have three pair.
You know how I've said it's the stupidest thing ever?
Yeah.
Multiple times. Somebody's coming out with some new glass shit that actually turns surfaces into touch screens rather than...
They had that thing with the laser, though, right?
They're building it up. No, it uses heat touch to, take a look. Like, here's a picture of, they just have a prototype out. But you can, you both see a chess piece, and you can move it around by touching it. Like, basically what you're looking at becomes a touchscreen, and you can touch stuff.
Like moving it with your mind and stuff?
You'd be able to click a product in a paper magazine, and it'll look it up in your glasses.
Oh.
See, that's kind of practical. That has some uses there. As opposed to just doing the things your phone does, but having a shit battery life.
What if we figure out a way to turn tablets into surfaces instead of surfaces into tablets?
Seems more expensive.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I'm running out of ideas because you guys just keep shitting on all of mine.
Well, idea just seems a little better. I just told you an idea, and you just told me the opposite of it, but worse. You know what I mean? You know how we all have these things that break really easily, and it's a bitch
time
it happens. Let's make everything out of that. That's what you just said.
I've never broken a tablet. All right?
Have you ever broken a phone screen? Because it's the same fucking thing.
Never.
That's a lie.
Oh,
and
wow,
I have.
That's not a lie.
You've never broken a phone.
No.
Not even in a fit of rage. Like I've broken phones.
Phones in a fit of rage, but somehow the screen hasn't broken yet.
Man, gents, what are you throwing it against the couch?
Yeah, I just have a bad arm. That's the problem.
Beta bag.
Your muscles are just too atrophied to break a phone.
From just trying to not move as much as possible.
But yeah, this thing actually seems cool, though. What's it called? Mateo. They're just building...
Matt in Spanish?
Is that the dude from Scarface?
M-E-T-A. It's Meta. Io.
All right. I thought you said Mateo.
No.
That's the dude from fucking Scarface.
It's Matthew in Spanish.
Whatever.
It's different.
Don't ruin it for me.
But look, these guys are playing chess on just a blank table.
I saw some shit like that at the Brookstone store. It was a laser. You can type off of it. It gives you an image, like a keyboard image. You type.
This broad just clicks a thing in the magazine, and then her computer looks it up, though. That's pretty dope.
That's all right, I guess.
I'm just saying, this is still pretty unnecessary, but at least it's cooler than Google Glass.
Yeah, it's going somewhere with it. I thought Google did that, though. Like, you could look up a product. They didn't have, shit where you could scan it, though, like the barcode?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
No?
It has to be a barcode that you scan, and then it looks it up on your phone automatically.
I thought the glass... Oh, all right, I got you now. Damn.
Yeah, glass... I don't think glass can just look at a product and...
I thought it did that where you did... Yeah, that's what I thought. You looked at the fucking barcode, and then it'd pop up the information in the glass. Don't do that, huh? Oh, wow. There's an idea.
Looks like someone's a glass hole. That's what people are calling. That's the N-word.
That's the thing now, yeah.
That's the N-word of cyborgs right now.
I was reading, this is a little old, this is last week, but some dude on Vice made his own powdered alcohol. Remember we heard about the powdered alcohol was going to come out, but then, it got basically kiboshed? Some dude just made some instead.
He snorted it, right?
Yeah, he snorted a whole bunch. He, put it on food. He was eating it. He was snorting it.
How fucked up did he get?
He said he got pretty whacked, but, snorting it was just horrible.
Yeah, they say you get fucking whacked on it if you, inhale within seconds. 40 seconds, I think?
That's what's up.
It's like a hard buzz. Nah.
The guy who created the regular alcohol said it won't get you as high as drinking it or putting it in food.
No, but you have a fucking high chance of ODing. That's what the news said. That's a new thing that kids do and stuff.
Hmm. OD?
Kids do dumb shit. They remember when they were all ODing because they were putting they were soaking tampons in vodka and shoving it up their asshole.
Yeah. Did anyone really do that?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
People we should have interviewed someone who actually did it to really drive the point home.
Well, aren't you the booking department for the show?
We could find somebody to do that. We could get us a stunt kid.
We brought this up last week and I forgot we talked about it even before that was kids selling drugs on Instagram.
Yeah.
But there was something that was going down in New York City where dudes were selling alcohol like slushies.
It looks like a nutcracker.
Yeah, that's what that is. It's basically a nutcracker. Yeah. They've been doing that for years in the Heights.
I had a couple of nutcrackers on Memorial Day. I'm not gonna
fancy
lie.
Fancy man.
Nice. I was out of Coney Island drinking nutcrackers.
I had a nutcracker mad long.
You went to Nathan's that day too, right?
Yeah.
You had that fucking fancy fish food over there?
Yeah, I had some clams at Nathan's.
You goddamn savage.
What? I've been eating clams at Nathan's since I was a kid.
That's insane.
ODB did it.
Yeah, look where he's at now.
He's dead. But anyway, so yeah, it looks like it's the same shape as a nutcracker, this thing.
Yeah,
also, people that don't know what a nutcracker is because they're not from New York City, because people in New York City, I tried to explain this to a bunch of people that work at the bar with me, and they're like, nobody knows what that is. I was like,
really?
How do you not know what this product is? It is it's a quarter juice, the little sugar water juices, but it's basically just grain alcohol and Kool-Aid, ice cold, and black people sell it for $5 on the beach.
They used to put, it's missing something.
It used to be like $3 for $10. They used to put like other stuff in it too.
Yeah, there was one that used to always come out like a little brownish and stuff.
I think that has that lean in it.
It could be. I touched it one time and that was a bad fucking drink.
How about we have a lean party? You guys down?
Yeah, let's do it, son. We don't do enough together. Let's do that.
Came off kind of gay right there.
It don't matter. So what? About time, yo. About time.
So this guy got shut down though, right?
Apparently, but
yeah, Slushy Man got knocked.
Well, the reason he got shut down,
they were delivering. They were delivering booze slushies to people.
Yeah, it's pretty illegal.
That sucks, man. Like I know in other states they deliver booze door to door and stuff. You can like call your local liquor store
and
deliver.
You can call liquor stores in. There's a couple of places you can call in New York. There's actually an app called Drizzly that will sell you all.
Nice.
That will deliver you the ingredients in a cocktail. So you can make cocktails.
Oh, yeah, so that's an app, right?
Yeah. They have that smart, they have that at Brookstone's, too.
Why didn't we come up with that app?
I had that idea, and everybody that I said it to was like, that's stupid, there's no way that's legal.
You
but I had the
assholes idea.
I had the idea to just deliver pre-made cocktails.
Well, that's
like
what
you're
trying to do, right?
You get a mason jar full of old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what this dude basically tried to do, right? And they shut him down for it.
Well, he didn't get a license.
So if he had a license, he could operate. Right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I know you can deliver alcohol. I don't know if you can deliver mixed drinks.
All right, how about this? All right, we start our own app. We call it Mason's, right? And we start, you know, delivering pre-made booze cocktails to people. And then, but then we offer, like, for every, like, 10th Mason jar you order, you get a free Mason. And then it's going
to
be
tied
in with the free Mason.
No, hold on. This way we can save money. They have to recycle their old jars. To us to reuse.
Jesus, idea.
Because that cuts down our overhead.
It's like, oh, came to drop off another Freemason for you. Let me get those little jars. Yeah. It'd literally be like the
new
school.
I used to do that
with
a weed service in the 90s.
Oh, God.
It'd be like the new school milkman.
Yeah.
But just call it Masons.
Send it over to legal at MLR. Let's go.
I think I met a couple dudes who said they were Freemasons. I think they were.
Wait. Just, I'm going to throw this out there. Were they black?
White.
Okay. Because there's something called the Black Freemasons, and I think they just created that to throw black, to keep black people from joining the real Freemasons.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a thing, the Black Freemasons.
No, he's not bullshit.
And I was told that if you want to join the Freemasons, you have to go to a specific hotel in New York City.
I know where it is, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
down
about?
Down on 23rd Street.
All right, see, but I probably shouldn't give all that out.
Yeah, because
23rd
knows,
Street's
look,
got like 10 blocks. Yeah,
there's mad hotels.
There's a big
there.
Sign on it that says Masonic Hall.
You know what? Now I feel like I'm not really on the ins now.
Why don't you just be a stone cutter, son? Do that.
That's from The Simpsons.
I'm part of the No Homers Club.
Hell yeah.
That guy's name's Homer.
We can have one.
Oh, man.
So anyway, about your Freemason friends.
They're just odd ducks. One guy was wearing a seersucker suit, and they were very waspy.
Actually, you know who's a Freemason? A friend of ours who's a bartender who works in Brooklyn. My old buddy that you went to Hunter with briefly.
Really?
Yeah.
Is a legit Freemason, or is he just claiming that offline?
Huh? No, he is. I see him.
Really?
Yeah, I see him. He comes in after the fucking meetings on Tuesdays. It's just like the Kiwanis Club. They just get drunk. They don't tell you that next shit until you're like an eighth level Mason. It's like you gotta...
Really?
Yeah, it's like fucking Scientology.
You have to pay?
I think you just got... They just like, yo, son... You seem like you got some shit going on. You wanted to get some extra shit going on. You can't just be some dude.
Ah, got you.
Yeah. I think you got to be pretty active over there. He just kind of goes to the meeting and gets drunk with a bunch of old guys.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Man, that's what we should be doing. Becoming Freemasons. But I wouldn't have the ambition or gumption to move up into it.
You'd have to be a lot more social. I'll say that.
Yeah, but maybe you just have the mark. And you can just... That's Stone Cutters again.
Never going to get ahead in this secret society.
I just want to drink beer out of a stein with an alien and Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, yeah, son. Oh, man.
Imagine if The Simpsons became, like, really good again, like, for some
reason.
That's
going to happen. They out of business, I think, after this year, right?
No, that's not true.
They're doing that Family Guy crossover, but that's pretty fucking, that's like region.
They're doing a Family Guy crossover on The Simpsons?
You didn't know that?
No.
It's old news, brah.
Where you at, son?
They just got...
I'm just reading 4chan.
Oh, no, yeah, I guess this is the end of it. They haven't said yet if they'll be renewed or canceled, but I think the crossover shows that they'll probably come back for one more season.
I thought that was kind of a reach. That's like, yo, please watch us now at this point.
It's true.
Oh, man.
It's not the only Simpsons crossover there's ever been, though.
Word, I forgot. What the...
This will get high-ass ratings, because I'm already thinking about watching it.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they beefed with each other for a while. It's kind of, you know, cool.
According to the South Park guys, the Simpson guys, at least at the time a few years ago, they just hate Family Guy.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But who knows? That's like a third-hand story.
Yeah.
Yo, what South Park's what, season 11 or 15 or something?
Like 17, dude.
17?
Yeah.
It's up there. And those guys said they just let them, like a few years ago, they just cut back. Instead of doing, they were doing 15 episodes or 12 episodes in two half seasons.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, we're just going to do it once a year instead of twice, but we'll do 8.
Mm.
So they're like, yeah, we're going to keep doing the show as long as people keep watching it.
Those dudes are busy, though. Got the hand and everything.
Yeah, they got a goddamn hit play.
You really wouldn't watch this?
No, not at all.
I really was a big fan of the last Simpsons crossover that there was, though.
What was that?
That was when they crossed over with The Critic like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
That was great. Because
Joe Lovers was on it all the time.
Barney's movie had heart, but Football in the Groin had a football in the groin.
Damn. That's how long it's been since it was funny. You had to reach 20 years ago.
Well, that was your last crossover. I've been rewatching a lot of episodes of The Critic because every episode of The Critic is on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's my joint.
I only watch things legally. I only watch things on Netflix. Thank you very much.
Well, all the episodes of Penn & Teller are on YouTube legally. Penn & Teller bullshit.
Nice.
Maybe I'll check that out. Who is this Penn & Teller?
They're these guys, right? One of them doesn't talk, and one of them doesn't stop talking.
Weird.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then they just debuff things. Like, see, like this right here?
I think you mean debunk things, not debuff things.
They don't run a car wash. Yes, well, they would buff things. To scuff would be to debuff.
What the fuck?
All right, I made a mistake. But you never slipped on your words before.
It had to be pointed out.
You're half slurring right now. You're gonna.
I'd say three quarters slurring. Three quarters slurring.
Took you three tries to say the words three quarters.
At least I know the difference between debuff and debunk.
All right, guys, easy.
Here's something you could debunk. Some guy says that there's 15,000 vampires living underground in England.
Why would I debunk that? I also believe it.
Wasn't that the premise of one of the Blade movies, like toward the end? Like them underground clubs and stuff in Europe?
That was Interview with a Vampire. That's like every vampire movie. There's vampires in Europe.
That's what True Blood's about?
Oh, yeah.
There's just underground vampire clubs.
I'm sure it's what Twilight's about, too.
Oh, yeah. That Robert Pattinson dude ain't even American,
son. But this guy has like... He's like fairly accredited. He's a psychology lecturer. I Googled the college that he works at. It's a real college.
This crap okay. now?
No, like... I saw this today because I was doing prep for the show, unlike you.
Hey, I got shit to do, son.
Apparently, I don't. this guy says that there's just people who are psychic vampires who take energy from people psychically.
Like,
and he wants to help people better understand vampires.
That's
saying it's a religious belief.
Yeah. That's the plot to the sequel to The Shining that Stephen King just wrote out. Psychic vampires.
I mean, that's a thing that has existed before.
What? That's there a
was
sequel?
There was a sequel to The Shining that came out I think last year that Stephen King wrote, where the kid's grown up, but there's like a bunch of other people who have The Shining, and they're called like psychic vampires, and they go around like sucking the psychic powers out of other people who have psychic powers.
Wow.
And he's like on the run from them.
That's been done in comic books also.
Yeah, but yeah.
I think also that was the plot behind Scanners.
Something like
Anyone's
that.
Anyone's seen that?
Scanners, fool the fuck out. That's an awesome movie.
I've never seen that movie.
You never seen Scanners? Oh, you gotta check
movie
it out.
Night.
It's awesome.
I've seen Sneakers and Hackers, but I've never seen Scanners.
Sneakers and Hackers, two awesome movies.
What do you want me to say to that?
I don't know.
You what? Fucking stare at me.
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to see anything, but that kind of defeats the purpose.
All right, so Johnny, we're going to have movie night. We can go see Godzilla. I know you've seen it already.
Yeah.
We can see X-Men Days of Future Past.
I don't really want to see that. It looks
or we can see that Maleficent or whatever, that the Angelina Jolie movie.
The what?
Maleficent
Maleficent,
there we go. That should look all right.
Isn't she just the bad guy from Cinderella?
I think it's a bad guy from Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure.
I think it is Sleeping Beauty. I think you're right.
Whatever y'all want to watch, I'm good with it.
I don't want to watch that.
Then we're going to go see the Angelina Jolie movie, boys.
I need the movie points.
I don't think it's going to be very good.
What?
You're talking to a guy who just watched Pompeii and 300, the sequel.
You know there's a new Step Up movie coming out.
No, it's not.
Well, then
not.
I'm there.
Shut the
Why
fuck
wouldn't there be?
Up. They made like five of them. Like, really? There's
so?
Gangs of motherfuckers out there doing
they
that
They made
still?
Like 10 police
I've
academies.
Yeah, but that made six sense, goddammit.
Oh, it didn't.
The 80s was bad, B. They had to go into the 90s. We needed that in the streets.
Bobcat Ranch shit, you know, in that zoo? It's a pretty good lair.
Yeah, it was.
There was no place like to escape through from that giant pit in the ground. It was a polar bear.
I think it was a polar bear cage.
There's just no way to get out of there. The cops come, you're done, which was proven by the end of the film.
Yeah.
It's weird that he became a cop in the next one, huh?
Bobcat? It made sense. It all went full circle from there, bro.
I guess.
They ended up in Florida or Louisiana, whatever the fuck that one. Miami, there you go.
And Germany, I think, towards the end.
Really? Oh, damn.
Yeah, they're all Nazis. It was a police academy, Nazi academy.
Gestapo Academy?
Yeah.
Gestapo Academy. Damn.
So,
oh, boy.
Here's something. This is not that old of a story, but I found out about this week. Somebody told me about it. It seems like one of the stupidest ideas ever.
Oh, boy.
So, there's a company that's just, I think they're based out of Atlantic City, but I'm not sure.
Sounds about right.
Cincinnati is where they started, but they're moving to other places. You get in the plane and they fly you around, and it's just so you can join the Mile High Club.
So it's like a hotel in the fucking air.
Yeah, but there's a pilot. It's a small plane, and
that's
there's a pilot.
That's garbage. That's not the Mile High Club.
That's
cheating.
That's my point. It's horrible cheating, and it's not really cool at all. Like, why would anybody do this? And then walk around saying
squares.
That they're
squares with too much money.
But this is like, this is a thing that happens now. Like, people run those Spartan races and are like, I'm hardcore. Like, nothing was going to happen to you.
Those Spartan races ain't no joke, though.
There's got to be a way to figure out to take money from rich people because they have so much of it.
This isn't rich people. This is middle class people that want to seem
middle,
cooler than
class,
they are.
I think.
How much
do they charge for that?
Huh?
You know? A couple grand?
$400 and something. $799. Is the start.
It's kind of like a private plane ride, I guess.
No, look how small this plane is.
Like that's
this is the bed. Yeah, this
that's
is the bed right here, and here's the cockpit. It's like 2 feet away.
Good it's just God. For people who want the watch.
You know, it'd be awesome. People banging
on
that.
Yeah, but that's what
the
Mile High Club is about. It's about the exhibitionism. It's not like just, you don't pay somebody to watch you fuck. You just like fuck in public, and maybe somebody might see you.
Yeah, that's the joy of
that's like what's dope about.
Shout out to Google Earth for that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but isn't that?
Watch.
I remember one time I was banging this chick in the park, right?
Yeah.
And then I looked over and there were some homeless guys watching.
Masturbating.
And I just finished because I thought it was dope.
While you were watching a fucking homeless guy, you ass.
No, I looked back down at the ass.
Yeah, sure you did.
Sure.
Sure you did.
Yeah, there was no person he was banging. He was just getting blown by a homeless guy.
I was thinking about banging a chick.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that makes, yeah, sure. Perfect sense. No, I read this. How much do you think an Uber driver, all right, makes in New York City?
They guarantee $5,000 the first month.
No way.
Yeah, they do.
What?
They for the luxury service.
UberX?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, UberX.
Wow. I
didn't know UberX was different than Uber. What's the difference?
Well, I think that's the luxury brand. I'm not positive.
I think it's the kind of car.
My buddy's actually
in.
Looking into it right now just because he just got a new car so he could just use it for that.
So it's only high-end cars like Beamers or whatever?
Yeah.
No, like SUVs. Like, not Beamers. Like, you need like a town car. You need a roomy car.
Okay.
And then it's basically, those are going to replace the town cars around New York City.
I know, but I thought the
Uber just got a crazy new evaluation, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I was about to say that the average UberX driver is making $97,000 a year in New York City.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude,
what?
Cab drivers, if you don't have, like, if you own your, like, older cab drivers that own their medallion from the 70s,
they
easily
like
clear
bucks.
$7,000-$8,000 in a week if they work 5-6 shifts.
Wow.
Like, you make a ton of money driving a cab. You just have to give a lot of it to the base user.
Yeah, the medallions are worth a lot of money, right? Like about a million or
about a million.
Something like that?
About a million here in New York City.
Damn, that's a real hustle.
Yeah, what is it? 300? What is it?
How much was it? How much is it valued at right now? Uber?
A couple mil.
3.5 billion.
Get oh fuck,
Johnny! They're disrupting the taxi industry.
Good God!
The taxi industry is incredibly disorganized. So more power to them.
Yo, I bet Mayor Bloomberg's behind Uber. You know why?
He did say that. He said he was going to destroy the taxi industry.
Mayor Bloomberg, yeah. I think it was last winter. I can't remember when it was. It was within the last year. He said he was going to destroy the taxi industry in New York.
That's some Dr. Doom shit
quick,
right there.
Quick,
son.
Before the end of the show, just Google Michael Bloomberg and Uber. See if he's an investor or something. Because I think we just put two and two together, boys.
That would be awesome.
Or do I just look like a moron again?
No, but it would make sense.
He could hide it if he wanted
to.
He
could be a solid
good point.
Partner, dude.
There you
that
go. I figured it out.
There you go. You should have wrote laws, son. Would have made a whole lot more sense.
Instead, I just watched Judge Dredd and said, I am the law.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I think there are more bad sci-fi movies than there are any other film. Any genre, I mean.
I know, bad horror movies?
Horror movies. Well, you trying
but
to
bad
just
horror
put
movies
together.
Are almost supposed to be bad. But same as sci-fi movies at this point.
Yeah, but sci-fi movies have such higher budgets than a horror film. You know,
like Carnosaur.
No, not like that.
Or The Giver.
Giver. Wow. Wasn't Mark Hamill the Giver?
I don't even know.
Damn, Divino.
Well, look, at the very end of this week's episode, we figured out Mayor Bloomberg is behind Uber, which is destroying the taxi industry, which he vowed to do.
That's some Dr. Doom shit right there.
Can I do a quick story? My quick story?
Quick, you got two, a man and a half.
Yo, there's a deaf-ass rapper. His name is Prince D. He's deaf, and he spits. He's deaf. Listen to that motherfucker.
Does he spit out his D?
He spits out his D.
Oh, my God.
He spits some J out his D.
That was really funny, wasn't it, Johnny?
This is a classy show now.
Yo, were you really...
You suck.
Oh, my God.
All right. This has been High Society Radio for this week.
Look at Mike Bloomberg looking all ominous in this photo.
He'll mess you up.
He said fucking destroy?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah he was dropping F-bombs.
He's the man, son.
It was because they voted down the emissions
green,
thing, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't make all the taxis green, so we got pissed.
But now we got green taxis all over the place.
That would be awesome, though. Like, Bloomberg owned the mask, and he just watches the city and shit from behind a chair with a mask on.
Sure he does.
Like Dr. Claw?
Hell yes.
All right, look, it's High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio, and the Reddit subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. We're on the More Like Radio Network. My name is Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Young Age.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Good night.